Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Yeah, Fountains of Wayne's biggest hit, Stacy's Mom, Cincinnati's Q102 with singer-songwriter Adam Schlesinger, who passed away at the age of 52 yesterday of complications from the coronavirus. Really sad to hear that.
So sad to hear that.
A statement from the band's attorney saying, although he'd been making some small improvements over the last few days, Adam's condition was critical and he was ultimately unable to recover from COVID-19 complications. He was a truly prolific talent and even more so a loving and devoted father, son, and friend. Adam Schlesinger, gone at the age of 52.
Yeah, very sad. Well, O.J. Simpson has been watching The Tiger King, or at least the first six episodes, and he is convinced that Carol Baskin murdered her husband.
Is he now?
Yes. You know. In a ridiculously tone-deaf Twitter video, he says, "There's not a shred of doubt in my mind that that lady's husband is Tiger Sashami right now. I'm just saying."
I've had so many people on my case asking me to watch some show called Tiger King. Well, yesterday I watched this show. And oh my God, is America in this bad a shape? I watched about six episodes of this show and I couldn't even believe what I was looking at. White people, what's with you and wild animals? Leave them animals alone. The show is crazy, but it's so crazy you kind of keep watching. One thing I will say, there's not a shred of doubt in my mind that that lady's husband is Tiger Sashimi right now.
Oh, well, he might have some inside information on that.
Yeah.
He does know a thing about that type of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If anybody would know.
If you spot it, you got it, right?
I guess so.
He also offered this critique of the I love that. The what's with you and wild animals. Leave the animals alone.
Leave them alone.
So he made this video right after getting back from the golf course. So he's doing all right. Apparently, the golf courses aren't on social distancing lockdown yet in Vegas.
No.
They're not. They haven't been out every day. I think locally they haven't been because that is a sport that I guess you can distance play.
Right.
Pretty easy.
And some country clubs have still remained open. And I saw the governor kind of talking about that too. Like, really no.
Well, he's supposed to make another order today.
Yeah.
At some point that might involve parks and churches and...
So we think he might end up shutting that down.
Well, yesterday he shut down the Hobby Lobby because I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but he ordered the stores closed and Hobby Lobby closed, but they opened back up. And then he was like, no, you're not doing that. So he issued an order saying Hobby Lobby in Ohio, you are closed. And he shut them down.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Because they weren't practicing this social distancing order that he put out.
Yeah. Like, you couldn't be responsible, and now I have to take it away.
Yeah.
You did
it
to yourself.
A lot of people have been crafting. Like, I know, Jen, you used to craft and stuff, but I think it's just something like projects and people can do with their kids.
For kids, yeah. I mean, thank God I have all these sticker books for Jacob, you know, to sit and do.
Popsicle sticks, man. Everybody's scooping up those popsicle sticks. Hey, you remember a couple years ago, by the way, Thane Maynard's going to call in any second now from the Cincinnati Zoo. As you can imagine, you know, with them being closed, you know, they're bleeding money right now. They could really use some assistance from the community. So anyway, when he calls in on the hotline, I'm just going to go right to him. But while we're waiting on him, You guys remember a couple of years ago when Jeffrey Owens, who played Elvin on The Cosby Show, was kind of job-shamed for working at Trader Joe's to make ends meet?
Yeah.
Well, he's making sure everyone appreciates those grocery store workers during this crisis. He actually wrote a column for People magazine where he said, quote, "The people who right now are working at Trader Joe's, as well as so many other grocery stores and supermarkets, in handling, organizing, and serving food products to us, these people, like our medical caregivers, are literally risking their lives for our good. This is true heroism." So that was cool to see him recognize those folks.
Yeah.
Sean Penn and his nonprofit, CORE, which stands for Community Organized Relief Effort, have partnered with the city of Los Angeles to help run a coronavirus testing center in East L.A. Former NFL player Myron Raleigh is now a third-year neurosurgery resident at Massachusetts General Hospital. And he's been working to save the many patients he's seen with coronavirus. He said our neurosurgical floor has been transformed into a floor just full of COVID-19 patients. It's hectic, that's for sure. Myron was drafted by the Titans 10 years ago when he played 3 years at defensive back for them. Taylor Swift is paying 3 months of salaries and health care costs for the employees of a Nashville record store called Grimey's New and Pre-Loved Music. The co-owner of the store said, "I didn't even know we were on her radar." But she really stepped up to help after the recent tornadoes that struck Nashville and Middle Tennessee. And now she's trying to help a beloved small business in her city. And that's just cool.
Yay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Taylor.
Marcus Smart of the Boston Celtics is donating his blood plasma after beating coronavirus to try to help others. Some experts actually think that taking the plasma of a person who's beaten the virus and giving it to currently infected people can help them get better because it would have antibodies. But doctors say finding donors has been really tough, so that's why he's doing that. And on that note, I'm going to bring in Thane Maynard. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. We were just talking about you a few minutes ago. We wanted to see how things were coming along at the Cincinnati Zoo. I know that, you know, you've had to shut down, and that's got to be hurting you financially.
Well, you know, we miss all the crowds. This would be spring break time and, of course, good weather, so we would have crowds. But the good news is, you know, our zookeepers and our veterinarians are there every single day, so people don't need to worry. The animals are getting the care and the food that they need.
That's good.
As you know, in a crisis, people really rally.
Right. And so I would imagine you'd be asking for donations right now just because you're not seeing those crowds this time of year.
You know, we are very fortunate. I often say Cincinnati is a zoo town, and every family in our area has a story of how they or their kids have had a time at the zoo. So there are lots of ways that people can, and thankfully are supporting the zoo. You know, you can renew or purchase a membership. We can make that start, you know, when we finally open, and hopefully that'll be sooner than later. A lot of people are adopting animals, which is really fun. It's a thing you can share with your families. And you can donate directly. There's a way to donate on our Facebook page when you watch our home safaris every day at 3 p.m., which if you haven't seen are totally great. You can also donate on our website to, you know, the emergency operating fund, and that would help. Because, you know, our expenses are still very high.
Sure.
The zoo spends almost $2 million a year just buying groceries for the animals.
Wow. That's a lot. That's a lot of money. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the things that you are doing? You're talking about your safari. Is it, you know, on social media? How are you keeping people engaged and active? Even though they can't come to the zoo.
We're doing a wide variety of things, both here in Cincinnati and, of course, out on the web. Because of the popularity of these Facebook Live home safaris, we actually reach more people now than we ever have.
Wow.
I mean, hundreds of thousands of people every day end up joining our Facebook group just to catch these home safaris. So that's kind of fun. You know, the purpose of the zoo is to inspire people with wildlife. And when you watch these, because they're unscripted. There's no spin. It's a keeper with the animal that they care for every day, that they know their name and they know their habits. And so it has a lot of heart. But, you know, our team has a lot of heart, too. So some of our volunteers and some of our staff yesterday from our botanical garden picked some of our tulips because April's our big tulip festival.
I love it.
You can see them online, but even better, they made them into little bouquets, and they took them to first responders at Children's Hospital.
Oh, that's
great.
And
they took them to nursing homes where they could leave them outside the window, but people could enjoy them. So since people can't get to our botanical garden right now to celebrate, we're taking the garden to them.
And it's kind of nice having you as a next-door neighbor.
Well, we certainly have fun with it, that's for sure, and we try our best to, celebrate that the zoo will be open soon, and we very much look forward to seeing everybody there.
And so if people want to stay connected by hopping on your website or seeing the photos, making a donation, where should they go?
Sure. Well, the easiest is the Cincinnati Zoo's website, which is cincinnatizoo.org, and you can follow that. There's a donate button right there. Other ways, like you said, are certainly through social media. If you see or follow us on Facebook, you can see our Facebook Lives at 3 p.m. every day. There's a button to donate there. Of course, we're all over Instagram as well and YouTube. Through our YouTubes, if you miss the Facebook Live, we post those as well so you can see them. And there's an opportunity to donate that way as well. What a lot of people are doing is joining or rejoining the zoo just as a way of support to say, hey, we look forward to coming back and we'll be there. And, of course, memberships are one of our biggest revenue sources. So that's a neat way that's both a win-win when we're open and your family can come every day, but also it does help support us where we are right now. You can do some other fun things, adopt an animal. We also have an online store. Through the website, you can get on and, buy a T-shirt or other things to help show you're a zoo lover.
Nice. And Thane, have you had any extra time in your schedule to watch Tiger King?
You know what? I have not seen that, but boy, everybody I know talks about it, so it must be compelling. I will say I visited some of those big cat rescue places, and it's fair to say those people are crazy.
And you don't recommend adopting, a tiger or
don't
lion.
Don't buy your
or,
own tiger.
Right.
Yeah, that begins a very steep slope downhill.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, buddy. Well, listen, we're going to let you go. We just wanted to check in with you. Thank you for calling in and giving us an update. And if you need anything, give us a holler.
Well, thanks for this, and thanks for everybody who's listening who is supporting the zoo. We certainly will be back, and it'll be more fun than ever because everybody wants to get back outside and live their lives again.
For sure.
Thank you all that want to support the zoo. If you check out our website, you can certainly do it.
Mm-hmm. All right, Thane Maynard.
Tell Fiona we said hi.
Thank you,
tell
Lane.
Fiona we said hi.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Take it
tell
easy.
Them all.
You. I'll keep listening.
That appreciate
thanks,
it.
Thane.
Thane Maynard, the director of the Cincinnati Zoo, and today would have been such a great day to go to the zoo. Sunshine, 60 degree high,
perfect.
And with those tulips in bloom. Oh, man.
I agree. And I will tell you something, too, that I was kind of surprised by is that I've been a Cincinnati Zoo member for the past, I think, 3 years since Penelope is born. And it is so affordable. And that's the thing. It's, people think it's got to be a very expensive. It is so affordable. They have different levels of memberships that you can buy. So you can do mom and dad plus a kid, or you can add in grandma and grandpa, and there's different levels, but it's in the entire year. So it counts as Festival of Lights. You can get one of the memberships that adds in the rides, the carousel ride and the zoo. But if you get the very lowest membership, you still get a discount on all those things, including merchandise and the food and all of that stuff. So
that's really cool.
It really is a great way to support and take your family on some really cool adventures.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure after you go once or twice, it's paid for itself already.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Even the parking, you have to pay to park at the zoo if you just go as, a regular person, non-member, and the parking is included with your membership. So, it's a great way to kind of really do some solid family time.
Nice.
By the way, some other good news stories we wanted to share with you this morning while we're waiting on our checks from Uncle Sam. The minor leaguers in the Texas Rangers organization are getting a visit from Uncle Shin Soo. Rangers veteran Shin Soo Chu is sending $1,000 to 191 minor leaguers in the Texas organization. He's got the money. He's going into the final year of a $130 million 7-year deal. But it's still a really cool gesture, I thought. And finally, the Masked Singer is donating 10,000 N95 surgical masks to New York hospitals. The donation was announced by judge and former physician Ken Jeong.
Hi, this is Ken Jeong. Fox and the Masked Singer have purchased 10,000 FDA-approved N95 surgical masks. They arrived in New York yesterday and will be delivered to hospitals in dire need of equipment. On behalf of everybody on the Masked Singer, we are sending all of our love, thoughts, and best wishes to all affected by coronavirus, a.k.a. COVID-19. Stay safe and healthy, and love you.
There you go, guys. That's it. That's all I got. Cool. You got anything else, Jen? Cool.
Just that Wimbledon was canceled,
which
is crazy that Wimbledon has been canceled. It's the first time it's happened since World War II, and it has never happened in peacetime.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious.
Sorry, John McEnroe.
Yeah.
But
yes, John.
We're very serious.
It's true.
He's very upset.
True.
Yes, he is.
Right.
New vehicle sales in the U.S. are expected to drop as much as 60% in April, and they're expected to be even worse for the new Toyota Corona.
Meanwhile, some adults are turning to coloring books as a way to relieve stress. Yep, it relieves stress right up until your kids realize someone's filled in all their coloring books.
Walmart has said that since the beginning of the quarantine, they've seen a noticeable increase in the number of shirts they're selling, but not in the number of pants. Tops are outselling bottoms by a long shot, and they think it's because with everybody teleworking from home, you only need a shirt. You don't need pay. We've become a nation of Winnie the Poohs.
Some sports news. There's a chance that the Tour de France might get canceled. Not because of the virus, because after 2 months at home, no one wants to be seen in spandex.
Dolly Parton will launch a new digital series to read a children's book at bedtime called Goodnight with Dolly. And it's ranked number 2 in popularity after, after Goodnight with Jolene. Jolene, can't you let Dolly have anything? Please don't do this just because you can. And Jolene, don't get me wrong. I'd love to listen to you read a book. Your voice is soft like summer rain, but we know that.
Seth Meyers, Jimmy Fallon, and Jimmy Kimmel's home shows from last night. I saw a little of Jimmy Kimmel. He seems to be up and running a little better than the other two. Like he's got... He's got an actual camera set up. I don't know if it's an iPhone or something, set up in what appears to be like his family room. And he's mic'd, you know, so he sounds a little better. It doesn't sound like a bad Skype feed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But you know how we were talking about not having the audience, not having a laugh track? He was doing his monologue, and I found myself laughing as much as I normally would even with the audience.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I notice my laughs are just, instead of, they're more like, huh. They're just that, I'm laughing, it's just not as big of a laugh because, you know, I feel as though I'm laughing alone.
Right. But
it's much more fun to laugh with other people.
I haven't spent a lot of time watching Seth Meyers or Jimmy Fallon, although I'm going to set my DVR, but I did see the way Kimmel produced his show and, you know, the opening is different and they start in his house and I guess one of the viewers was watching it and thought that he was standing in front of a green screen. And I could see why the viewer thought that. It does kind of look like it's this electronic background that they created for the show. But he said, why would I be standing in front of a green screen in my own house? And so to prove that it was not a green screen, he walked off camera. You hear him go outside. And then he climbs in through the actual window that was behind him and steps on the couch just to prove that the background is real. So he basically does a circle. But yeah, he does a live interview sort of via Skype with Samuel L. Jackson, which was really funny. And then they'll occasionally recycle old bits that are somewhat relatable or topical now, but I mean, this could go on for a long time, so you may as well just settle in. The laptop ain't going to do it. You know, you're going to have to set up a real camera and figure out a way to do this for the next couple of months.
Yeah, I mean, I've placed an order. I've because I know even when we're doing the house party thing, I'm still sitting. The way that I have it rigged up my iPad right now to be able to see you guys.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm using books. It's rigged. It's totally rigged. So I did order a tripod and stand for an iPad. But of course, everybody's ordering those right now. So
right.
It's going to take a couple of weeks before it gets here because When I first thought about doing that, I didn't think that we'd be doing this for as long as now it looks like we're going to be doing this.
You know, so. I bought the selfie stick when I was in California because I wanted to do some photography, like using, I was, you know how I was going on those hikes and I was doing like those hillside shots, those mountainside shots up in the Hollywood Hills. And so I used it then and then I put it away and I never used it since. And when I discovered it, right when this all started happening, I'm like, oh, I could use that as a tripod because it doubles as a tripod and it's come in really handy. That was the best $19 I ever spent.
Nice.
So now that's I kind of want to have one where I just keep it in my briefcase and just bring it every day and then keep one for the house. Because, you know, you set up these stations for cocktail hour, you know, your Zoom conferences and things like that.
Right.
That's the new thing in homes now. When you're shopping for a home, it's like, and this is the area where you can do your video conferencing. This is your video conferencing room.
This is it. This is it. Most, yeah. This
the best lighting.
Right. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.